Flashback, Twitter banned conservatives who would be covered by the Farrakhan termite loophole. By Lucas Nolan on October 18, 2018. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan faced no punishment from Twitter for his comments comparing Jewish people to termites, because he didn't single out a particular Jewish person, but conservatives in similar circumstances have been banned. In a recent video posted to the platform, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan compared Jewish people to termites. Despite this ugly tweet, Farrakhan faced no backlash from Jack Dorsey's enforcement team because his comments were not targeted at an individual. Farrakhan stated in the video, "To the members of the Jewish community that don't like me, thank you very much for putting my name all over the planet. I'm not mad at you, 'cause you're so stupid," Farrakhan said. "So when they talk about Farrakhan, call me a hater. You know they do, call me an anti-Semite, stop it. I'm anti-termite. I don't know nothing about hating somebody because of their religious preference." BuzzFeed News reporter Joseph Bernstein tweeted recently that a Twitter spokesperson said that Farrakhan's tweet is not a violation of Twitter policies as their dehumanizing language policy has not yet been implemented. CNN's Oliver Darcy stated that the tweet was allowed as Farrakhan's comments were not targeted at an individual but that his comments could be in violation of Twitter's yet-to-be-implemented policy. However, conservatives on Twitter have been banned for saying far less than Farrakhan did, but in similar circumstances. In August, Breitbart News reported that Turning Point USA Communications Director Candace Owens was suspended from Twitter for mimicking tweets written by New York Times editorial board member and notorious bigot Sarah Jiang. Owens copied a number of Sarah Jiang's anti-white tweets, substituting the words Jewish people for white people, in an attempt to show that some forms of racism are considered more acceptable on Twitter than others. This point was also raised by Donald Trump Jr. at the time, who stated that people would be losing their minds if Jiang had made her bigoted comments about black people, Hispanics or other ethnic minorities. Some of Jiang's tweets can be seen below. Jiang received no warnings, suspension or reprimand from Twitter for her tweets. In fact, she was rewarded with a coveted blue check mark of verification by Twitter. Candace Owens' tweets substituting Jewish people for white people were immediately flagged by Twitter, which suspended Owens' account. But beyond the specific issue of Owens' tweets in comparison to Jiang's, based on Twitter's logic on not taking action against Farrakhan, the social media platform should not have taken action against Owens. Her tweets did not target individual Jews, just as Farrakhan's did not. After the news of Owens' suspension went viral, Twitter removed the suspension, stating that it was an error in the first place. While Twitter has claimed that Farrakhan's tweets do not violate their rules for dehumanizing language as it was not directed at a specific individual, the social media firm has also already begun banning users who use the NPC meme, an internet cartoon designed to mock leftists for their scripted, uncreative thoughts. This meme does not attack a single person but rather leftists as a whole, as Farrakhan's tweet did, yet the NPC meme is worthy of banning while Farrakhan's comments are not. Twitter has taken no action on Farrakhan's latest tweets, but his verified blue checkmark was removed for hate speech earlier this year. Once again, Twitter has shown itself to be not only a biased platform, but one fighting a losing battle to display some semblance of consistency in rules enforcement. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.